before we get started, I want to let y'all know where we're going to be. May 7th, I am headlining Nashville.
Big show.
May 8th, I'll be headlining Huntsville, Alabama. May 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. May 14th,
go Jaguars.
Orlando, Florida. May 15th, Tampa, Florida.
Buccaneers.
May 21st, San Antonio, Texas.
Spur of the moment.
May 22nd, Addison, Texas.
Yep.
May 23rd and 24th, Houston, Texas.
Gonna be a riot.
And the rest of my dates you can find on my Instagram, which is just at Fiona Colley. Or you can head over to FionaColley.com and all my dates are on there. Get your fucking tickets. Let me see your hits. Over there.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. You lean forward now.
Okay. Oh, yep. So I am out with Rodney Carrington, and you can find all his dates at RodneyCarrington.com. And when I'm not with him, I'm going to be with Sweet Precious over here. And all those Texas dates will be together. So those are really special, fun shows. And I just want to plug real quick, Nashville hometown show. Get those fucking tickets. It's going to be a fun time. I'll be at that one, too.
It's
going to
sell out, so do not fucking wait, because we warned you.
Yes, sir. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/rampingup pod. Not ramping up a pod, but ramping up pod. I'm fucking this up. So go over there. We got a lot of exclusive content, early releases, and some things that we can't exactly talk about.
And head over to Ramping Up Pod on YouTube. Subscribe, comment, like if you want to see us thrive, baby.
That's it. Support us, please.
Okay, love you.
Love
enjoyed
you.
The episode.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're ramping up. How about it?
Welcome back.
Yeah. To another episode of
Ramping Up.
That's right.
With Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor.
Oh, what a fucking week.
Yeah. So it's been the Nashville Comedy Festival, the first half. And yeah, what a week. I mean, where do we even start? Do we start with the fact that on Wednesday we had, I don't know, maybe a record number of tornado warnings before the festival even starts?
Oh my God.
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Just going off.
And Matt pulled my disabled ass out of bed for let it take me. How could I get worse? Why are we risking?
Like, what if it breaks your legs?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I have like a rational but irrational fear of tornadoes. And tennis.
We're both high.
Yeah. I finally started eating edibles to go to bed, and I wake up violently high to tornado sirens going off. And it's horrible because, fun fact, Tennessee is the number one state for tornadoes at night. Is that not a horrifying statistic? We have the most night tornadoes. And right through here.
Tornadoes, but at night.
What?
At night.
At night.
Is that a Gen Z reference? Oh, I never watched SpongeBob.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
I was like just outside of the age to like watch.
No, I watched him lying. I was never
They say Tennessee's the new Tornado Alley.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it shifted.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, like, Oklahoma and all that isn't, and now, like, because of climate change or whatever.
I'm really glad I own a home here.
Yeah. Nothing like owning a home in a tornado and flood zone.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, but, like, where my parents live is, like, 30 minutes south of here. And that, right where they live, like, within a 3-mile, 4-mile, 5-mile radius, There's been like 4 tornadoes in like the past 5 years. Their house just got like their lean-to on the farm just got like hit by another tornado. They're little ones, but still.
It was like, it was that night before like my first show for the festival.
You didn't even know, right?
No, I just found out.
And so, then we're like, oh, yeah, like the night
before. Yeah, like I just been told I was opening for Mark Norman at the Ryman.
Yeah,
and I've never done a theater. Like, I've done comedy clubs and an arena, but.
Yeah, and not just any theater, the Mother Church, one of the most popular theaters like in America.
So symbolic and like cool, yeah. And so I was nervous as fuck. And I was like, we're gonna get a good night's sleep.
Yep.
We're gonna rock this shit out.
Nope.
I think we got 2 hours of sleep. We went to bed at 2:20. And then we woke up from tornado alarms like 2:40.
Wait, what were we doing Wednesday night? Why did we get home so late? I'm so zapped by this week. Like, it's been nothing but like a continuous festival of just festivities.
Y'all did something Wednesday because we were supposed to record that day, right? Oh, you went to the Zach Brown show. Talk about that.
Oh, that's right. My God, this week has been long. So, yeah, you take it away. This is cool.
Yeah, so my good friend Carlos, he's a saxophone player in the Gil Tony band. But
Carlos Sosa.
He's also Zach Brown's.
Yeah.
And Jason Mraz. And a bunch of other. Like, he's.
There's someone else he said that was huge. I can't remember.
He has Hanson tagged on his IG. I saw that and I was wild. Brother, you play sax for Hanson? You dropping solos to Umbop? Nice sax solo?
Yeah, but Carlos texted and was like, hey, do you and Matt want to come to the Zach Brown concert tonight? And we're not going to say no.
Can't.
So we went and it was awesome. We got to invite his brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah, they had a blast.
And then
I don't think anybody had more fun than me at that concert. I realized I know every single Zach Brown song. It's kind of my vibe. Yeah, it was cool.
And but then at the end of the concert, he gets off stage and everyone's like, encore. It had been such a good fucking show.
Yeah, I mean, he ended with Colder Weather and Chicken Fry, which is...
Yeah, that sounds like no encore.
Perfect,
kind of show.
Yeah.
And they yell encore, and he's like, and he comes back on stage to do the encore. And I shit you not, he did a cover of Thriller.
Oh, no.
Dude. Nobody understood what was going on.
I'm so sorry, like, Zach Brown. You're great. That was the worst cover I've ever.
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
It was like, that's not his vocal range, yeah. Not his style.
It makes you realize MJ hits like different. Yeah, it's like not his vocal range. But he comes out and like fog starts rolling out. He's just like sticking his arms out. And I'm like, this is so different than anything you've just done.
In a cowboy hat was sacrilegious.
When have you ever heard anybody do a cover of Michael Jackson? I feel like he's untouchable.
It's so random, dude.
It's a bold choice. It's like covering Whitney Houston.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Dude, he even had like the guy doing the When the Night Falls. And the piano player, we're like, we just saw you stroking the keys, and now you're doing some weird narrative voice. Narrative? I don't know. It was, but
that
fun.
That was crazy. It was very fun.
And then...
tornadoes all night.
Yeah. We got home and got zero sleep.
And I had to wake up to open for Mark Norman.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and that was awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah, Mark is so fucking nice. And then what we do? Oh, we went to Zany's afterwards.
Yeah.
For the after hang.
Nice. Oh, that's and right.
Tony,
yeah.
Tony, everyone was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just.
Oh, my God.
Supposed to do Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, and Tony was like, "Hey, you want? I want you to do both nights." And so then I was like, "Oh, fuck, yeah, hell yeah, brother." And yeah. So I feel like I'm skipping over stuff.
Oh, and then just today, this is what I was wanting to tell you. That was really cool. The guy that runs Comedian Discovery page, like, messaged us. He's like, "Oh, my God, they just brought up Fiona on Bustlin' with the Boys because Mark Norman was on there." It's a big pod with Taylor Lewan and Will Compton.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Holy shit.
And, I mean, not even, like, we probably can't show that here, so we'd have to show that on the Patreon because copyright stuff.
I think we can.
We can clip it out. But it was really cool. I mean, he was, like, very complimentary.
Did
very
they know
nice.
Who you were? Really?
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, the redheaded girl." Yeah.
Shit.
That was very cool. So.
Yeah, that was really sick. Mark was very complimentary because they had done the pod the day after I opened for him. Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, we hang out at Zany's late. I mean, God, that night's like so far back now. It's like a blur. But it was fun. We get there. It's Trailer Trash Tammy and all them. They're doing like their first live podcast, which is very cool. Libby Higgins, sweet, sweet lady, was up there crushing.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we just hang out that night until like what, like 2? Something.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we are pooped. And we're not even halfway through this festival.
I'm, like, losing my voice from talking.
It's singing at all these honky-tonks. It's too many relatable songs.
Oh, my God. Then, like, so then I was like, "Oh, fuck, I'm doing Bridgestone on Friday, too."
Yeah.
And I have to, like, do another minute and shut it, kill Tony. But that was sick.
Yeah. And then... luckily, Rodney is in. He's doing the new venue, the Pinnacle, on Friday, so we got to stick around for the festival. That show was awesome. I wish y'all could have been there. It was a very good time. I got to be the first stand-up act on that new venue, and I
really
did.
Cool.
I did pretty good. I don't like saying that, but I did. I did not bomb.
I do really want to go see you with Rodney one day.
Yeah. Those venues are, I mean, theaters are awesome. They rock. And his show's a lot of fun. I mean, my whole family came, which was awesome. They stuck around, and they said they were just dying laughing the whole show. So, pretty good. Me papa is a hard man to make laugh, so that's nice.
Me papa.
Me papa. He's a hard man to make laugh. So, I do my set. I mean, I don't even stick around. I head straight. I walk down to Bridgestone, and I get there when...
Yeah, it's coming into Bridgestone. I didn't know, like, what entrance to come in, so I just came to the front. And all these people were, like, freaking out because they're there for Caldoni. And the security guy was like, "Hey, I'm on the show, but... I don't know, like, I didn't have my pass, I didn't know what door." He kept going, "Do you have tickets?" And I was like, "No, I'm, like, on the show." And then he, like, looked at an iPad for a sec. He goes, "Where are your tickets?" And I had to repeat it, like, 3 times. And then some, like, production guy that worked for Caldoni was like, "What are you doing out here? Here are your badges, you know." And it was funny because once they gave me my badge and, like, we were going in the door, everyone stood up and started applauding and yelling my name because they kept yelling, "Let her in."
Yeah, I started a chant.
It was really creepy.
Yeah, and y'all get in. I get there. Me and Spiels get there, like, dude, probably like 5 minutes before you go up. And again, tough as hell to get in that Bridgestone Arena. Like, I was like, she had left me a pass and everything. And they still were like, we're going to have to go find somebody. I'm like, my name's on there. You can just
let it play in.
But we get in. She's getting jacked up on the self-installed lift.
They got a lift.
The Kill Tony crew was very kind enough to make very accessible. That was sweet. And we watch her go out there, and she crushes her minute, has a great interview with some good riffs, and all of us are sitting side stage just crying. it was very cool to see, like, literally a standing ovation as she's like coming out that lasted for a while. And that's when, like, I look at like Chloe and Allie, and they're just like, and I wasn't crying at all.
I think you started the crying.
Yeah, it might have been me. They might have not been crying at all.
Yeah, I think you. It looked like I was crying to you because you were crying so hard.
It is crazy how much that watching something like that just like overwhelms me. Because I'll be fine, and then as soon as that started, I'm like, oh, God damn it. Come on now. So that was sweet. You rocked it. And who was on the panel? That was Mark and Kid Rock. Yeah. So she had just done the rhyming with Mark Norman, and then Kid Rock's like right there, so.
I was like, oh, shit. Kid Rock. Nice guy.
Bobby. So, pretty sick. And then we're hanging out there for a while.
I met Wynonna Judd.
No idea.
I did.
You knew who Wynonna Judd was?
Yes,
Oh, really? Why did they? Everybody said you didn't.
It was the other person.
Elle King?
Oh, yeah.
She was.
So sweet. You only know redheaded celebrities?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Wynonna Judd.
Ed Sheeran.
Fucking the chick that just divorced my wife.
You Borat?
Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, she was married to Borat?
Yeah.
Hall pass.
Why is. No.
How many
hall passes do you have?
I'm in a wheelchair.
Smash. That's true. So then, we go to the after party.
Oh my god!
Oh no, we go from Bridgestone to Kid Rock's bar, and that was insane.
That was very stressful.
So she's in manual, so I'm pushing her, and I mean, just drunk zombies everywhere, just like, Fiona, let me get a picture. And to the point where, yeah, it was, they were trying to take pictures like in the middle of the street when she was crossing, and it was
my chair wasn't on, so I had zero anonymity.
Yeah,
or autonomy. That's what I
meant. And the chair gave you zero anonymity too, though.
Yeah
so she's just, and like, I didn't know, and I'm just like stopping for you to take
pictures. Yeah, I was about to murder.
And she's like, hey, maybe just keep going. Like, what, you don't want to stop in the middle of Fifth Avenue to take a picture? That's crazy. So, that was nuts.
It was super fun, though. I mean, it was cool. Just to, like, feel famous in my hometown for once. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that pop was wild.
The after hangs were fun.
What happened that first night at Kid Rock's? I think that was just like a great hang.
Yeah.
Nothing insane happened. And then, oh, so I guess we get home, and I've got to drive to Atlanta in the morning because Rodney's out there. So I leave to go do that. Had a show. Oh, also, like, just both those shows were awesome. If y'all were at those shows, that was so cool. The Pinnacle was one of the best shows we've had so far this year, and then Atlanta was just as good. That there's a place in Atlanta called the Cobb Energy Center, and it's the second time we've been there, and every time, well, two times, it's been pretty awesome. Good crowds, good people. Love the Southeast. So I go do that. You get prepped for night two of Kill
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, and it starts tornado warning over here again while right after we got ready.
Yeah, y'all were running out the door with plastic bags over your
head. Yeah, we put Kroger bags over our heads to protect our hair. And we, this time, went in the back entrance, thank God, in an underground tunnel. And then...
That one, your mom came to, your whole... That was your brother. Out. You were there.
It was.
Yep.
That was a really, I was terrified. That was more panicky night two almost.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it went like really well. Brady was there.
Yeah, no, it went really well. It always does.
Where were y'all sitting?
We were in the 100s, like not on the floor, but like five rows up from the floor.
Nice.
Yeah, we were very close. And it was crazy to see. I mean, I wish they had turned the lights off.
Yeah, it's so bright in that arena. Yeah. Like, you can see every single...
Yeah, but it was crazy. I mean, the people in Nashville are so mean. Like, people would be halfway through their bit, and they'd start booing over them saying they work for an energy company or whatever. And it's like, God damn.
I think it's just like the arena is just mob so insanely mob mentality. Because the HEB show, the New Year's show, that dude's blind for being blind.
He was blind.
He's like, so I'm blind.
I was
like
you know, I get that one, actually.
Oh, you just can't see? Get over yourself.
But that was crazy. I think it really, honestly, I think it freaked my mom out to see all that.
Yeah.
So I was like, why doesn't she seem like that impressed? She was like, I'm freaked out that Narina was yelling her name.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Fair. Totally fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she got to sell her merch at those shows. She got new merch. Yeah. New merch is sick.
Yeah.
Gotta admit. Fuck. Yeah.
A lot of signatures. You gotta find an easier signature other than
we gotta
all
get
cap.
You a stamp or something. Get you like an airbrush gun. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. That'd be sick.
Mm.
So that goes well. And then it's still what, like torrential rain? Oh, yeah, so I'm driving back from Atlanta to come meet up with you guys, and yeah, because I get there like right when all that's coming through, and there were people like having to pull over on the interstate and stuff, and then I'd meet y'all at
Jelly Rolls.
Matt Rye, real nice.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, so yeah, the second night it was who?
Matt Rye.
And Tony Caruso.
Good man, that Tony Caruso.
He is great as a panelist.
That's weird that that's like twice now that you've had Tony. That was back-to-back Tony Caruso's too, wasn't it?
Me and Tony were like this.
So, yeah, I get there and everybody's having a blast. Jelly Roll's place was very cool. He wasn't there, but it was cool. That party went on for a while. We're making her brother take pictures with everybody. Sweet little Liam.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Like, come get a picture with Ari.
Yeah, we yummed like 5 a.m. that night.
Mm-hmm. Such a late night.
Oh, man. It's all such a blur. I feel like now we're at the part where, wait, no, what happened Sunday?
Sunday, yeah, it was Dr. Phil.
Sunday. So. Matt was hosting for Dave Smith, the zaniest.
Yeah.
Me and Brady went to Pinnacle to see the Dr. Phil show. That was...
It's one of the best shows I've ever been to. Music or comedy.
I mean, we were cracking up. We were like, what? Like, we're like...
Yeah. I mean, I came in on the tail end, and I was like, good God.
Yeah.
This
I wish you had seen when insane. Jelly Roll was still on stage. I don't want to say too much for the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you have the James the Sea Dr. Phil show live, fucking do it. It's better than any comedy show, fucking music act. It's like all of it.
Yeah.
Here's a little insider scoop. It's actually Adam Ray the whole time.
What? What?
You guys didn't know?
Brady.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Just Adam Ray.
Dressed. I get mad and I strum out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dressed like Dr. Phil. It's a ball.
Really?
Cap. Yeah.
Couldn't tell.
He's really good at it.
Damn, that's crazy. That show, I mean, I wish that I got to watch the whole thing because that just the part that I saw was awesome.
Yeah, we showed up late thinking there would be like a before act or whatever, and I wish we didn't.
So pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, that my show, God. But that, oh, yeah.
During that show, Fiona gets brought up, not on brought up, but like it's mentioned, and the whole crowd just like starts cheering for Fiona's name.
Yeah.
And then the people that like saw her where we were sitting, like up in the balcony, were just like,
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was nuts.
You were trying to take a video, and I go, they'll yell at you for that.
And I like put my phone down.
I like, I know. Yeah, I almost you got the moment of her. Let him do it.
I didn't even, for some reason, I spaced out or something. Like, I didn't even hear them say your name.
Yeah, like the whole thing goes down, and Bray goes, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Did they say her name? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that what are they cheering was about? Crazy.
I'm Golly.
So mad at you. That's like never gonna happen again.
Yes, it is. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you just
I
won't
mean,
care about it as much.
The Fiona trajectory seems a little different after this weekend. Good God. So then we hang out backstage.
Well, somebody
after
Brady
Space Cadets out.
For recording.
Yeah.
And Matt's flash was on. And I was
yeah,
like,
for
oh
some
my
reason,
God,
my flash was on for video. I never had my flash on. It's always when you're trying to be incognito. Brady's like, you can't do videos.
I'm sorry for ruining that video.
Brady hit me with the security energy real quick. He was like, put your phone up, sir. Oh, shit. And then he goes, wait, what just happened? Why weren't you recording that? I tried, but
we'll,
Brady was about to bounce
we'll
me out of
the
pinnacle.
We'll put the video that Brady ruined on
right
here.
Yeah, well, that'll be funny.
Right here.
Because like, y'all give it up for...
Literally, you see, you hear you tell Matt to put it out.
And you see the phone just go down. Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
No, that's funny. Yeah, we'll definitely put that on there.
Oh, my God. Then they brought us backstage after
yeah,
the show,
cool.
And that was nice.
They're all back there. The band is back there. And oh, that's what I was wanting to say. So the intro song is, what have we told? We said it's over here, right? The intro song for Ramping Up is Liam, her brother.
I don't know if we have talked about that.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Wow,
it's
yeah.
Like, his artist name is Archie Summers, but yeah, he's singing on that and wrote it. And
yeah.
So.
I thanked him on Saturday for making it a good song because I have to listen to it so much.
It's fun. It's got like Black Keys vibes to it. Mm-hmm. They really knocked it out of the park, man. It's stuck in my, it lives in my head. Mm-hmm. But we were talking to John Dees. And we're telling him, you know, like, we started a podcast and everything. And then we're like, oh, yeah, and her brother did the intro music. He's like, oh, yeah, let me hear it. I'm like, oh, okay. So we find the file, and we play it for him. And he's like, oh, send it over to me, and I'll play it whenever you come on Kill Tony. So you have your own.
Be sick.
Your intro song is the song that your brother made for you.
That's
awesome.
It's funny. I'm noticing that the closer these events happen, the more we're like telling it like a story. We totally can't remember specifics from like Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah, the whole
podcast secret. We're ahead of schedule, you know? But yeah. Like, because we didn't do one, like 2 weeks ago, and that's when I was in Pennsylvania, New York with Rodney and Marty. Like, what happened that weekend? I want to recap it because it was fun. Oh, actually, I do have a fun fact. I think I was talking about this on a podcast before. I was like, I wonder if York, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. was. Like before,
we already did this.
What we don't, we haven't done a podcast since I've been back though.
No, we talked about this because I said something like.
You talked about it when he was like wondering it. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, completely unrelated. Pennsylvania, that area. It's York, Pennsylvania, and then Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Both named after cities in England or Europe.
England.
It had a war called the War of Roses. Yeah, damn. How'd you know that?
It's that's yeah, what
the, history.
I do.
Oh, yeah. We
Game of Thrones is based on Lancaster. The Lannisters. Really? And the Starks
York and Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like a whole story. The hotel we were staying in was super cool. It was like an old historic hotel. Mm. They had like a mural that was Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra, because I guess they like went toured there and like loved it or something. And so yeah, I got like a whole backstory about that city. Come to find out, New York City was originally called New Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything I know, it's a lie.
And funner fact, I'm really throwing out some thrilling facts right now. York, Pennsylvania was the capital of America for one day.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah. They were just like going through towns and they tried it out for one day and they're like, we're not really vibing with this. We'll take it somewhere else.
Nashville was the capital for a while.
Of?
Not
Tennessee?
Yeah, during a brief troubling part of our history.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, Brady.
They were just trying out.
Can you give me a little bit of bourbon?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling beer.
That's fair.
It's in the other room.
It's going to be the one that
sure. Yeah, I'll take one.
Drink.
The one that we drink?
Yeah.
The Michter's.
Sorry.
That's okay. How are you talking about?
We'll be back after a brief message from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Beep.
Are you having erectile dysfunction issues?
Because you know Matt is.
What? The hell? Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. So effective. I took it and I stood straight the fuck up.
Blue Chew. They even made me stand straight up. Well, I just repeated.
Blue Chew. Now I got a doo-doo.
Yeah, let's think of like some good Blue Chew.
There you go.
Blue Chew. It won't go away.
Blue Chew. Dear God, help me.
Blue Chew. It hurts so bad.
Blue Chew. Is this normal?
Blue Chew. Has it already been 4 hours?
Blue Chew, just in case.
Blue Chew, I just like the taste. I just eat them like it's a snack. Blue Chew, great for bar mitzvahs.
Blue Chew, is it supposed to turn blue?
Blue Chew, great for funerals.
New York is also named after York, England. It's New York.
They said that's they in New York. They were like, yeah, it's it was originally named New Amsterdam. So yeah, but
we're
you probably know more
about
it. We're
to a really funny part of Sunday night.
Oh yeah, sorry. So derailed.
No, I think that was really good. What
we just said. I do want to share. Wait, where was I the next day? I was in New York, and then I was in Waterloo. On that whole weekend, I ended up picking up some really cool art that I want to show off real quick get there.
Yeah.
I got this artist is called Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince, but it's like P-H Fresh. And Prince like
printer.
Like printer, yeah. So
what?
There you go.
Prince.
I want to, we could put their handle on there,
that's
right?
That's actually dope.
Yeah, The Fresh Prince. And very cool art, very like Memphis style on pop culture. So I got this one, pretty sick. Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you youngins wouldn't know anything about Rocco's Modern Life.
No.
You would know. You know about Rocco's Postmodern Life, probably.
That's what that is.
Yeah, this is postmodern. So that was super sick. Shout out to the Fresh Prince. And then I got Fiona one, too. And you
yeah.
Show that one off. Yeah. Very cool.
Is that an album cover?
I think so. I just like how it looks. I can't place it.
It is.
Tame Impala, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it is.
Sick.
Nice. Very sick art. Very cool stuff. So shout out Fresh Prince. But anyway, yeah, let's jump back to Sunday.
Oh, it's a friend.
It's a buddy.
Brady, we got your friend.
We got your buddy.
Fugler's boyfriend.
Wait, Brady, do a voice. Wait, Matt, you give your mic to Rocco or whatever.
Wait.
Don't do an accent.
I'm trying not to do what I did for Fugler.
Fugler was deep, right?
Yeah. Hello, Hello, mate. We're joining here from the podcast.
Where's Bugler over there, brother?
Bugler says, hey, mama, let me holler at you real quick.
And then
damn, girl, you look really good in postmodern architecture.
What is that, Memphis style?
This is not going out that
well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good voice.
I didn't know Rocco was Australian, but that's an Australian name, I think.
Bugler was gay.
I mean, look at the fucking underwear, dude.
That's European.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you ain't peeing, you're... Oh, shut up, Matt. That was about to be the worst riff ever. So, back to Dr. Phil and Sunday. We go
to
after
the
hang.
After party, Jelly Rolls again.
Yeah.
And I made it this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like good vibes, but I took a shot.
Oh. A shot of tequila.
Yeah, for Carlos's birthday. I only took like half of it. Because I was like, ugh, like I hit the wrong part of my throat, you know?
The back?
Like straight to the back. Yeah.
No chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to kill.
I was like, gross. And then I was not feeling great. And a couple minutes later, Matt like disappeared to go find her friend that was showing up. And I wasn't even drunk. I was just like reacting to the shot. And I was like, Brady, I gotta get to the bathroom, but I couldn't really talk because if I opened my mouth, I felt like I was gonna vomit. So I'm like pointing and gesturing. Brady's like, oh, okay. And so we go over and he tries to open and someone's in there. And I can't like express to Brady how like dire this is because I can't really talk. And Brady's just like, take deep breaths. It's okay. And I'm like holding my mouth like. And then I spew.
On me.
On
me. Oh, God. Dude, I get back over there and I just see a puddle of puke. And I'm like, where's Fiona? And Bray's like, Fiona's in the bathroom. She threw up.
No.
No,
like,
no were she you, was still outside.
Were you still out there?
I just thought you were in the bathroom. It.
Yeah.
You and I went in. I was bathroom.
Pretty intoxicated.
I wasn't, and that was the annoying part. I was like, yeah, I was like, what do you mean you drunk. Threw up?
Well, it was shaken tequila. Like, it was cloudy when it was handed to you. You're not supposed to shake to chill tequila. It makes people throw up. That's the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're not supposed to shake like certain alcohols.
Oh, are those the ones you stir?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. That's why James Bond says that.
He doesn't want to upset shake it, not stirred.
He doesn't want to throw up on my shoes.
You think he got a tequila shot and was like, stirred, not shaken. For the love of God.
Yeah, so I go in the bathroom and Brady and some guy who was nice enough to clean up my fucking vomit. And Matt was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I feel better. I'm not drunk. I don't, you know. And I had gotten a little bit in my hair.
Dude, it was on the hair, the chair. Oh, yeah. I forgot about my successfully stupid audible.
I was like, kind of like, I want to go home because I have vomit on me. And they were like, our friend Lee just showed up. Like, we invited him. So I was like, yeah, and Matt. He goes and grabs a bunch of limes from the bar and just starts squirting them all over me and in my hair and on my shirt.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like
squeezing. He's trying to like counteract the vomit.
Oh, God. And if there's one thing I learned that night is you cannot counteract vomit.
I don't know. I mean, it worked. We stayed there for like 2 more hours.
That's true. Maybe I'm the smartest man alive.
It did not work. I just smelled like vomit.
Vomit. Citrus vomit.
Like everyone wasn't going to say anything about it, which was the funniest part.
Dude, how Brady many hugs did you have to give after
bro,
that?
Bro, I it's kept like, trying
to suddenly
like,
everybody wanted to hug Fiona.
But, like, I'm disabled, so I feel like if they notice I smell like vomit, they felt too bad. Like, oh, more disabled. You probably pooped your pants.
Also, only Fiona could throw up in Jelly Rolls and not get kicked out.
Exactly.
If any of us did that, they would throw us off that balcony. But, and shout out to the guy, the random guy, who was like, don't worry, Fiona, I love you. I'll
he's
never
like,
say
I
a word.
Won't tell anyone. Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
I can't remember his name. It was something funny.
Well, I threw up and like instant. You were like, and I was like, and instantaneously, this kid just hands me a rag and goes, first one's free.
That's a bar right there. Yeah, shout out to that saint.
Yeah, and like he like asked for a photo with me after.
He earned it.
Yeah. God.
What about the guy that came up to you and me and asked?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that? He was like, you got to get her out of here.
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
The guy came up to me and was like, hey, are you her boyfriend? And I was like, no, he is.
Oh, that like sexually aggressive guy? Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you got to get her out of here. She's going to get fucked.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? What did you just say, man?
In here. Yeah.
There's too many dicks in here. Yeah.
Dicks in here.
Like, oh, my God, dude. Get the fuck away from us.
Oh, my God. That's so creepy.
Some of them Kill Tony fans are.
Because, like, we were, like, crazy. Losing our shit, breaking down. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be able to.
I can't. Won't be able it's to only a matter it. Of time.
I'm like, trying turn to be into a like good a guy. Get her out of here so I don't grape her.
Yeah, what do you turn into, like a grape zombie?
He's surrounded by
I'm changing.
Three men who are her friend. Like, nothing's going to fucking happen right now.
Dude, that was... I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was... I think this was the craziest night. It was the most random.
That's how it always is. It's always like, oh, I guess we'll go here.
That was Sunday. That was the Lord's Day. Good grief.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. And then, okay, we have what? Monday.
Which on Monday, like 2 hours before the show, I find out I'm doing Kid Rock's show at the Ryman. So now it's Ryman night number two.
Yeah. And can I say something? So I went to go play golf with Lee, our buddy, and Derek. And I get home and I'm like going to change real quick and just meet her at the Ryman. And I'm like, all right, cool. So, like, I change whatever. I throw this hat on. It's a favorite hat. It's a great hat. It's her hat, my hat. We share the hat. And I call the Uber. And on the way to the Ryman, I'm in the Uber. And I'm just like, why does this dude's car smell like vomit? And I'm just like, and then I'm like smelling me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And like, finally, like, I take the hat off. Like, I'm looking at the top. I'm like, that doesn't smell like anything. And I turn it over, and somehow her puke had hit the... Oh, it just shot up. So now I'm like, I can't stop smelling this vomit. And so I get to the Ryman, and I'm like, hey, I got to go find a bathroom. I got to scrub the shit out of this hat. And I'm just, like, taking hand sanitizer and, like, rubbing it as hard as I can into the hat. Does not work. Like... I guess to get vomit out, you have to just use soap and water.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this antibacterial hand soap or hand sanitizer will, like, kill it. It honestly, I think it, like, stirred it up. I think I was, like, scratching it, like a scratch and sniff. I'm like, oh, it's worse. And now it's in my nails, dude. And that was funny. The vom hat lived on.
Yeah. It's clean now, though. Haunting me.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, so we're doing Kid Rock show, and, you know, I go out there, it was so much fun. Like, I had a blast. I mean, I dare say my favorite set of the week thus far.
Oh, yeah. She won't say it, but I'll say it. She crushed. That was a damn good set. That was fun. Everybody in the lineup was good.
You crushed it. But Ryman and Bridgestone twice in 1 week. That's fucking crazy.
So let's recap her week at Nashville Comedy Festival. It's Ryman with Mark Norman, Bridgestone, two nights of Kill Tony, a night off but hanging out at the Dr. Phil show, and then Ryman again, excuse me, for Kid Rock's comedy jam. Who on that show, it was Amber, it was you, Andrew. Andrew, the owner of Zany's Dorfman, did 10, and he did good. He did really good.
I've still never seen him do a set.
He's so funny, man.
Yeah.
And that was a huge moment for him. You know, he's been doing comedy so long. That's the first time.
I got to bring him out on stage.
No way. Yeah, it was shotgun stuff. So I was like,
y'all are in for a fucking treat. The next guy is... The dad, I'm glad I never had.
And he ripped. And then, who was after that? Was it? Oh, Big J. I'd never seen him live.
Oh, my God. He's great.
Big J Okerson was funny. And then Donnell Rawlings. And then Chris Porter?
Yeah.
Are we missing somebody?
Well, Chris Porter was joined by the...
Zach Myers, the guitarist for Shinedown.
Yeah.
And they just jammed at the end.
Wow.
I guess Chris Porter's, like, also a really good musician.
He was really sick.
They covered, like, Night Moves. What else?
Whoa.
It was good. He sang the shit out of it, too. It was impressive. But then... Oh, we go back to over to Kid Rock's bar.
Yes.
And then
that got a very crazy. Surreal week. It was really cool, and then we had to move to a different level, and like everyone from Zany's was there. We're yeah. like, hell yeah. But then this guy, I started getting real sketched out. I felt like I was being watched, because I was.
Yeah, and this guy's just like, he's watching.
But Joe, who's the security guard at Zany's, he was there just hanging out. And he went into bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. There was two guys. So the first guy was very creepy. Then the other guy seemed nice at first, but then like, the more he hung around, you're like, oh. And, you know, because he got like a drink or something and, you know, and like, all right, thanks, you know. And then like he was like hanging around. He's like, oh, I just want to talk to Fiona. And we were just like, oh, I don't know. She's, and by this point, she'd been bombarded by like a ton of people and, he was hanging around, and I was like, hey, man, she's exhausted. I don't think it's going to happen. And he goes, I just want a picture. He's like, you know, and he's like, you know, I want to buy her a drink. And I was like, well, you just did that. So, and you know me, like, I'm, like, never trying to be, like, confrontational with anybody. But it was just like, it's not happening, dude.
You're going to have
to. And then he still kind of hung around for a while. And that's when Joe was like, all right, well, let's go down to level one and get the fuck out of here. And, then I call an Uber and the guy like pulls up. I almost like want to dox this guy on the podcast, but he pulls up and I'm like trying to, I'm like, hey, this is me or whatever. He won't roll down his windows. I'm like, hey, this is me. I was like, I've got to go get them, let them know the pod or the car is here. And then I'll be right back. Like I'm literally just going right across the street and getting them. So by the time I come back, he's like already driven off. And I'm like, what the fuck? So like I look and he's just like, he won't cancel the ride. I'm like, what? I'm not canceling. I'm not getting charged for it.
Like he's taking you home so he gets paid for it.
Something. I don't know what's going on.
It's a scam, I promise.
Yeah, it felt very scammy.
They get paid if we cancel.
Yeah, they get like $5. So
we find him parked in an alley.
He's parked in an alley. Like he goes and just like stops like way down the way. And I'm like, I can still, you're still on my app. So and then my phone dies, which it always does. My phone dies 10 times a day. So I'm like, shit. All right. Sorry. My phone died. So I'm like, Fiona, we got to order an Uber.
So
on your
I
phone.
Call an Uber and it's the same fucking guy.
Same guy. He answers it. So he comes around, and, like, I'm walking up with her phone. I'm like, hey, you know, it's Fiona. And he's, like, looking at her, and he goes, no, and starts going, no. Like, sees her and goes, no.
And I'm, like, in the street getting ready to get
in. This is, like, on Broadway. We're, like, trying to get in. And he, like locks his doors, won't let us in. And I'm like, hey. I was like, dude, this is our ride. You picked it up. Take us home. And he's just like, no.
And dox him. I want his fucking license plate number.
I don't know. We'll do that on the Patreon for sure.
Nah.
No, you should definitely fucking hit up Uber and be like,
We did. That's the only time I've like ever complained about stuff. Well, that's the second time now.
He drove off, almost hit me, like my body.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Yeah, and just drives off and doesn't cancel the ride again.
Yeah, and I have to cancel. I call him. I had to cancel it.
There's so many like fake taxis and Ubers in downtown Nashville.
Yeah, it's Chirag Bhai. Yeah, get that motherfucker. Yeah, almost ran over Fiona. Like,
yeah, piece of shit that like really upset.
Chirag Bhai. I don't know. He drives a Kia Sorento.
That's fucking crazy.
And then, oh, those ladies outside, too. Like, we're very, like, I'm, like, in the street as the dude's pulling off, just like, fuck you, mother, like, just screaming at him. And he's just, like, driving off. And these ladies are like, oh, my God, what's going on? And they, like, recognize Fiona.
And I'm I'm like panicking.
Like stressed out. I almost
got run over just now. And they go, that's awful. Can we get a photo with you?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then, but Joe, yo, shout out to Joe. That dude was the whole ride, you know, like, was a good guy. Yeah,
he
was
awesome. He, like, turned down another ride so he could stay with us to make sure.
Yeah, it got really sketchy very quickly.
That's why.
It's so insane how quickly, like, a night can just.
Fucking worst.
Yeah, dude, I don't.
That's where all the pieces of shit, whether it's motherfuckers on the street or Uber drivers, taxi drivers.
It's literally like the worst dudes and the worst women, the worst taxi drivers and the worst Uber drivers.
I'll say there was a really beautiful girl on stage at Kid Rock singing, and she did point me out, and the girl at one point blew me a kiss.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was awesome. She was singing Chapel Run.
She was singing, she sang something where I was like, you sound you like this is your song.
In love.
Yeah, but yeah. That's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brady's a lover boy. Certified lover
boy. I'm a skater boy.
Yeah.
See you later.
The wheels.
Well, see you later, boy.
Who's one of your favorite comedians you met on Kill Tony?
Fucking Adam Ray.
Yeah.
So funny. Such a good man. I mean, like, he fucking cares about people.
Yeah.
And you don't see it a lot. I love Adam Ray. I feel very fortunate to know him.
Yeah, he gave us marriage advice. As Tony Caruso. That's a very nice guy. William.
Oh, my God. William Montgomery. Phenomenal. Sweetest man I ever knew. Him and Adam. Hey.
Yeah. Sam.
Maria.
Talent.
Oh, I didn't meet him on Kill Tony, though.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I mean, yeah. Sam Real was nice, too. Him and Chad Daniels both were.
You ever take LSD?
No.
Yes.
Really, have you not?
You've never done acid?
Yeah, that's what my sister took.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I fear it.
You fear the Sid?
I think my mind is already fucking open enough.
Yeah.
It could be a little more closed if we're being honest.
It's weird, like now, later in life, I don't know if I could do psychedelics anymore. Because now I have too many like worries, I have too much anxiety. That like I don't know if I'm ever in a good space to do anything that's going to... Because back when, like, in my 20s, I didn't give a shit. Like, I was just partying. Everything was fun. Didn't really care about anything. Now I care about everything, you know? So I'm, like, so scared to do shrooms again. But I might. Dude, did you watch the Movie Ruiners thing yet that they sent? It's very funny. You'll appreciate it. Talking about shrooms.
God, I've only done shrooms on stage.
That's crazy.
It was funny because we were watching your clip on that thing, and you say that you're like, "Oh my!" Like you're like, "Oh, these shrooms are kicking in." And they're like, "I swear I never do shrooms." I was like, "But you literally have two video clips where you're just high on shrooms doing stand-up comedy. Crazy."
I'm built different. Like,
we were supposed to all do shrooms. We were supposed to all do shrooms, and we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I would love to. Maybe we could do like a pod. Not do stand. What if I did shrooms before the arena show?
That's.
I would I don't not know. Be okay.
You mean to go up there and hold
I
your
I would
hand?
Hope that I could talk you out of that because yeah. That's insane.
Matt, are you mentally prepared?
Oh, I'm not connected to the internet. Shut
to
up.
To be more direct and aggressive with people.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it now.
I think it's becoming an issue.
Quicker which, hey, than come I on now.
It's
come
not,
on now.
It's not your
what
fault.
What about when that dude was trying to grab the wheelchair?
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty good there.
That was pretty awesome.
I will say Matt will movie direct about that. Yeah. He always says, like, it's because your brain, you have a rule.
He's like, don't break the fucking light wheelchair because I have to carry the big one.
It's tough because, like, I'm trying to sell tickets too, you know? Like, we'll go see Fiona. That fucking dude was a dickhole.
That's fine. But you're going to have to be in my villain art.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm too nice.
What?
I think I'm too quick to be mean. Like when we were walking through Jelly Rolls that Sunday night, and those like a couple guys had like run up behind us and like, hey, can I get a picture? And I was about to be like, we gotta fucking go. Like we can't stay here and take a picture with you because then 30 other people are gonna run up or whatever. And then I was like, but it's whatever. Like, just be fucking quick about it. And then I was in the background of all of them giving them
a little finger. I saw that. It was nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a hard line to walk.
Because I think that's okay. We had to go, but if I'm like, no, it's fine, then we'll do it. But if you say we got to go, I'm like, sorry. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Like, your career is like now catapulted to this very odd place where like at first pictures were great, now it's like you'll never reach your destination if you keep saying yes to every picture.
That's how I felt, and it was only a few when we were in Jelly Roll.
Yeah,
I was like, we're 5 feet from the elevator and we can't get there because how many people are gonna keep coming up?
I get it now, like when you see like people on the move, like celebrities on the move, and they're like, it's like they're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah,
and I've always understood that.
I judged celebrities for like being dicks to fans or just like not wanting to take it that, like, I was like, you know, and now I'm like, I got like a small fucking taste of it. I cannot imagine.
Like, do you kind of have a heart for Chapel Roan now when she snapped out?
I fucking do. That's exactly what I was about to say.
I mean, leave Chapel alone.
Clip it.
Clip that.
Yeah. Where's that guy at? I wonder how he's doing. They're doing. I'm assuming they're.
I looked him up recently. I can't remember what it said, though. I think he's okay. I think he has a podcast.
Oh, damn. Everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've got a question on here.
What? I'm having fun now.
Yeah. Sorry, it took me here's one that somebody submitted. What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room?
Ooh.
And I'm going to
boy
gonna be,
or girl?
I don't know how they identify. I don't know how the dead identifies.
Fuck. Are you either if you're dead?
I don't think you care. You know who's really progressive? Dead people. Also, I want to know, like, the person that sent this question, are you, like, asking for help or, like, an opinion? Like, hey, what would you guys do if, like... Just say, just spitballing here.
Take a couple
There was a
photos.
Dead body in your hotel room.
Maybe do a little fucking Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yeah.
Just bucket list.
I'm going to send a picture. A prank I played when I was in Vegas on the hotel.
I'm going to go to Vegas with you.
Yeah, we'll go there. You'll come this year. We'll be there for like 10 days with Rodney. That's a fun time. But you're going to be around a bunch of cowboys and I don't feel comfortable with that.
The menliest of men.
I'll send you the photo if we can post it on here. I forgot I did this. It was on like a conference back when I still did social work. I like stuffed the jeans and like pushed like shoes on the jeans and like had it like coming around the bed so it looked like somebody had like fallen over dead in their hotel room. And I heard like the hotel
room service
coming, and like I was like, oh shit, so I did it, and they opened the door and like freaked the fuck out, and I wish I had recorded it because I took pictures of it.
Yeah,
but I wish I'd like set my camera up and got their reaction because they freaked the fuck out, and I'll send the picture. It's the funniest thing ever, dude. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
I can't believe you didn't record it.
Dude, I'm an idiot. I'll hate myself forever for not doing
that. We can do it again.
Yeah, that's true. It's the greatest thing ever.
Let's do it in my wheelchair, though.
Oh, like tip the wheelchair and have the, oh yeah.
Like the heads behind.
And then
the
we can get like, because what I want to do now is like, because I did it right by like the desk, get like some sugar and like lay out like lines. So they're like, oh, this is my nightmare. Oh, that would, yeah. Let's do that this year in Vegas.
Love
it. We'll never be allowed at the MGM again. He kicked off Rodney's tour. Oh, you'll get to see. Rodney always stays like in the lofts, and they're so freaking cool, dude. So freaking cool. We can go gamble. She gambled for the first time.
Not nice. Bad.
No, she did great at roulette.
I am so scared to gamble.
It's, yeah, she did it with fake money.
I like it too much.
Yeah, I just play the slots. I don't want to get good at something or learn how to play craps or roulette because it would be over.
Roulette is just random.
It really is.
I don't understand it. Like,
if I all the can... people
standing around. I don't know. I don't understand it.
With roulette, craps is where like everybody's standing around. Where you're like throwing dice. And people are like. Ah.
I would be comfortable on like some kind of machine. But those are the ones that scam you. I just don't
That feels like just lessening your chance there. When.
You know? What? I don't want like a guy there that's like I played blackjack in Vegas once and I didn't like that there was like a dealer and like other people around me and like I didn't know how to play so these guys get mad at me.
What do you mean? The only reason they'd be mad if they're like trying to count cards like some douchebags that can't do it.
No,
unless
they,
you got Rain Man,
because you fuck up like the flow of the hand of the deck if you. Are betting on certain things that you shouldn't. Yeah. So like it's fucking
fuck
up
them,
their
dude.
Luck or
do
whatever.
That. But where you're like take you're getting like you have like 17 and like we know a face card is probably gonna come out and you're like hit.
Yeah.
And you still there
no,
like
see, I'm not,
eight,
I'm not
they're
that
21.
Stupid. Like I can play basic like garage poker, but like when it comes to like, oh, you didn't split your eights, I can't play like this. Like I don't fucking know.
Who's
dude.
Splitting eights?
Or whatever you're supposed to split, Matt. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I'm literally the guy at the table
you
now.
You are.
Who's splitting eights?
This is what happens every time.
That's funny.
No, it stresses me out, like, being ignorant to things. I can't do it.
Gambling, man. It's called gambling for a reason.
And like you said, if I did get good, or, like, if I did learn how to play, I would like it too much, and I just can't afford that.
Well, we're going to gamble. Come out there for a few days. Where are we at on time?
We're at 1:09.
All right.
That's a good spot to wrap and take it over to the Patreon.
Thank you for watching. If you're a real one, grab a beer and...
We're cracking coldies. It just keeps getting worse. It was cold ones, now it's coldies. Crack a coldie?
Crack a coldie.
Yep. And more love, shall you crack a coldie? And for optics, why not? We're not gonna crack them until we get there. But
Patreon's $3.
Patreon. It's only $3, dude. And we're having a good time, you know? Okay. Well, join us over there. We're cracking cold ones.
And
Patreon is
all the secrets.
Yeah,
y'all
we'll dive a little deeper into the night with some stuff that we wanted to share. What is it, Ramping Up Pod? $3.
Patreon.com/rampingup pod. Don't miss it. Join us over there. Love you. See
you
next
bye.
Week.
We're ramping up.
Shut up.